By the way, the word Oduk, I want to thank Torah Anytime. Kav, Yishkach HaPratius, and Kol HaLoshen, and the Rabbeinu Shalom himself, for giving me the opportunity to be Mizak as a Rabbi.
It's still a prat while you remember.
That's right. So, addictions. I'm addicted! It's scary! I'm addicted! You hear that? It's all over the place. By the way, everybody's addicted to something. Usually it's food. Food is I encourage. Go for it. Be addicted to food, but instead of food will be mighty, you know the problems. Let it be food. I heard that big people have said this thought that I say about food. I'm not alone. I know a meister with a Gerel Chassid, he once came. He made a big spread of Kiddush, and he had food all over the place. And he said, you see, the Yilam was standing around schmoozing, and no one's eating. So he got up and he said, Rabbeisai, Abit, get to work! He got all these schmaltz headings all over the place with butt cake. Move! Anyway, you got to eat. I once heard the Gerel Rebbe said, you got to eat until the buttons of your buttons are snapping. So I asked the Gerel Chassid, is that true? Your Rebbe said that? He says, I don't know if he said that, but that was the motzev, that's for sure. Eat, you want to be addicted? Go eat, be addicted. All right, you may run into a problem. I once went to Garrett to, I went to be a first grade Rebbe, you know, there was a top Garrett, first grade Rebbe, a tired, wonderful, lovely Yid. He's not around anymore, he should be a listing gun aide. I went to see him in action, and a first grade Rebbe, and I saw these big, heavy kids coming in. Big, heavy, roly-poly boys. And I said, this is the fourth grade. I'm serious. This is the fourth grade. I got panicky, because those days I never took a trip to New York unless it had to be. And I was going to spend special. I didn't want to come for no reason. Oh, I came here for first graders, and boom, we got the book. I want to see the first graders. So I went over to her in a nice way. I said, Entschuldigt. Is this the fourth grade? He says, yes. I'm talking about the 6-year-old. I was wondering the way that works. And I mean, the 6-year-olds, these are the 6-year-olds. I sat back. Sure enough, half the kids had notes from home. Chaim is working on his diet. We hope we're going to get somewhere. One after another, that was the mitzvah notes. He's working on the diet, whatever. They say he gave a bracha. Ramatri gave a bracha that the Gerus should be. And I once went to Yerushalayim. I saw a bunch of Gerus standing there, heavy all around. I said, who are these Kanainars? That's the Rebbe's bracha. Because in Poland, they were short little, you know, they showed, in Poland, they believed the heavier, the taller, the better. Everybody there was tiny and small. All Galinsky's all over the place. And Galinsky was a little more than usual. But they're all in the Yamalga Polish Yin. They were tiny. You don't eat. Nothing. So he gave. Now, people have come to me with addictions. Now, the latest one, I'm for sure I've had more, much more. But just very recently, serious addiction. I spoke to the guy and the parents were crying on the phone. Sugar. Addicted. He's looking at you don't want to talk about. And he's going, the parents are up crying like, what's going to be with our child? I spoke to him. I says, what's going to be? He says, I tried 100 times. It's impossible. Because I first do not believe in the addiction. I don't believe in that whole, it's addicted. What do you mean addicted? It's because you're doing it 100 times so you can't stop. Mechatesa. The first thing is, I am kaifa in the whole concept of addiction. Because 3 weeks later, as far as I know, he is cured. Whatever I did there, the kid is cured. The mother's going out of a kalem with simcha. I had another addicted guy, one of the worst addictions in the world. He used to come home, shaking with his drugs, scaring the daylights out of his wife. He was an animal. And I did similar. I'll tell you in a nutshell. You praise the guy till Shemayim. That was the Ikka. In both these cases, the guy had to turn around like no one's business. He didn't have to go to the boot camp. There was no suffix. There's no way out except the boot camp. He never went to the boot camp. And he went to a local Rav to hold him in line. And he dropped all his... It was unbelievable for a year and a half. And he had Yeshua's Gemurus. After a year and a half, is another Shemurus. But addictions, and this kid was off the addictions. No, this guy was a lifetime of... The problem there was, sometimes you need a second round. And you need a second round of tefillah. I once had a mice. Two rounds, a girl was in the streets. Your father told me about it. My daughter's depressed. She doesn't get up in the morning. She's not from. She's not this. She's not worth a penny. I says, getting together, the family, all the married siblings are going to get together and talk great things about her and say a few kapitlach. And I give you Kitsa. Told me after 1 week, Shvach, they did it 2 weeks. The second week, she got up, a new person. She got on the telephone with the world, a very famous Chassidish Rebbe, who was Makarava. Today she's married. It's a different world. They needed two rounds. That's the only reason I mentioned that, because I've done this many times. It's magic. You talk positive things about the person, and it's about gracious Hashem. Now, recently, it's good to mention it. I have this campaign against addiction. So, Marshall, I have a campaign against bipolar, bishmola, OCDs, all these stigmas, all these shteplach, they kill you. He has OCD. Forget it. He's finished. Bipolar, oh, that's hopeless. That's ADHD, oh, he's... So as soon as you get yourself a stamp, you're dead. So I'm against all these stamps. I laugh at them. I once told somebody on the telephone, he is an official self-acclaimed Meshuggah. And he kept proving it to me on the phone, how nutty he was, saying weird things. And he says, how long are you carrying on like this? The family got him to speak to me because they once had a Yeshua with me. So they thought, I can do anything. I can straighten out this Meshuggah. He called me up, not from Lakewood. And he called me up every single day. He had, the one thing for sure, he had OCD. He called me 10 times a day, literally. Every single day for a month. And I answered him. I mean, I got around to answering him. And I brainwashed him through and through. My dear friend, I know better than all those doctors that told you that you are a nutcase. I don't know what labels they gave him. But I see a normal person in front of me. I'm sorry. I never saw him in my life. I smell it through the telephone. I know. I know right through the telephone wires. You are a normal person. You're making an act. You're living into the shtempel they gave you. You have to live up to that shtempel. From the day I decided that I have ADHD, I can never stay in one spot for more than 5 minutes because I have to live up to my shtempel. You don't even hop what that stemple does to you. If someone can get a hold of you and scream at you, you don't have it, you watch what happens. Suddenly, hey, everything's changed. Your stemple tells you, no negative stemplos. Once you get a stemple, you're finished. And one of my first experiences was a friend of mine, who's a big family, with a sister who had OCD. The sister, a married woman, the sister said herself, I am as nutty as they come. The sister admitted she takes her kids and steel wools them every morning to get with easy off. No, not that I didn't hear. But the steel wool, that I heard. If any of them steps on ketchup, she sends them straight to the mikveh. Or something. Who knows whose ketchup that was as a coach. And she said herself, I'm nutty. I don't know what's with me. I have OCD. I spoke to the brother. A few brothers there that I was friendly with. The family held that I wasn't 100%. I kept saying, this is my earlier years, but Dylan didn't know my greatness yet. So I said, no OCD! And every time I said it, I felt... I did it for a year. whenever I met the brother in the street, your sister, they laughed at me. I wasn't laughing. You could laugh. I'm not laughing. You don't believe in the Rebbe? You don't need to, but as long as the Rebbe believes in the Rebbe, then the Rebbe's going to work. And I kept saying no OCD. After a year, they all told me 80% of the OCD was gone. And no pills, no doctors, no mices. She went through all that already. That's how she got sick in the first place. As soon as she did something a little funny, they said OCD, and she thought, ooh, since I have OCD, I have to be even more cuckoo. So you have to live up. I'm not loved after. I can't always, but that happens very often. Once they give you a stempel, it gets worse. Kids